Welcome back to Current State. I'm Mark Bayshore. MSU's Latin is America series continues through this Saturday. The MSU Wind Symphony plays a major role tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Wharton Center for Performing Arts. WKAR 90.5 Classical will be there for a live broadcast of music rooted in Venezuela, Mexico, and North America. WKAR's Peter Wharf joined MSU Director of Bands and Wind Symphony conductor Kevin Setatol in his office a few days ago to preview music by MSU's Ricardo Lorenz, Canada's Michael Colgrass, and Mexican composers Arturo Marquez and Silvestre Revueltas.
Revueltas' piece, the Senza Maya, or Senza Maya, is a chant kind of piece about when it gets right down man versus animal. It's the chanting of the snake and how ultimately man conquers the snake. It's very intriguing music. Stravinsky-esque, but that's not all it is. There was a relationship between Revueltas and Copland, and so there's sometimes we hear those sounds as well. But this is definitely this is Revueltas's sound, not somebody else's sound. The other Mexican composer is Marquez, and we're performing his famous Danzón Number 2, which has probably been made most popular by the Simón Bolívar Orchestra and Gustavo Dudamel. They're one of their signature encore pieces, and now it's become extremely popular in the United States. And this is, again, a transcription of this piece, but it works really, really well for winds because it's such a wind-oriented piece anyway, and so it transcribed quite well. So the concert will be booked in by two Mexican composers, and then we have Ricardo Lorenz's piece, El Muro. Ricardo is Venezuelan, and what he's done with El Muro, or The Wall, he's taken dance rhythms from all over Latin America and incorporated them into this piece as a collage of sorts to create this wall sound. It's also a bit of a political statement having to do with Latin America and the United States and the building of the proposed wall, you know, on the border, and, you know, what that would do between the United States and Latin America, specifically Mexico. But and finally, at the end, the wall comes tumbling down, if you will, or it leaves a question mark. But it's a very, very intriguing piece, and it's music that doesn't sound, it doesn't have what some might call the band sound, meaning it's not largely doubled or anything like that. It's very individual parts, and it's very unique, and I'm so glad we're able to do one of Ricardo's pieces since he's so involved in the in this whole festival. And then probably the big piece on the concert is this Michael Colgrass, The Winds of Nahual, or actually it's Nahual. We kind of Americanized it. And this is based on the writings of Carlos Castaneda when he was a student at UCLA in anthropology and studying hallucinogenic plants. and him going to study with a sorcerer, if you will, from northern Mexico called Don Juan Matisse. We're going to have a slide presentation that goes with it so the audience knows what's going on in the music. And on top of all that, it's a fantastic piece of music just on its own without any programmatic quality to it at all. Really intriguing music, and the students are just totally digging into it.
Kevin Sudatol conducts the MSU Wind Symphony Thursday, April 25th, as part of the Latin is America series at Michigan State University. Kevin, thanks a lot.
Thanks, it was my pleasure.
Current State, this is Peter Wharf.